and the doorbell had to ring. He assumed it was one of the children's friends come in search of either Kiara or Rafi, or worse, one of the bringers of religious truth. He asked of life nothing more than to lie on his back reading Xenophon while he waited for his wife to come home with soft-shelled crabs. Yes, he said into the answer phone, making his voice sound unwelcoming. Guido Brunetti? A man's voice asked. Yes, what is it? I'm from the Ufficio Catastro. About your apartment. Did you get our letter? At the question, Brunetti recalled having received some sort of official document a month or so ago. A paper filled with the catchphrases of bureaucracy. Something about the deeds to the apartment or the building permits that were attached to the deeds. He couldn't remember. Did you get our letter? The man repeated. Ah, yes, Brunetti answered. I've come to talk about it. All right, Brunetti said, pushing the buzzer that would open the portone 4 floors below. Top floor. I know, the man answered. Close as he was to the front door, Brunetti could hear the footsteps on the last flight of steps, and so opened the door even before the doorbell rang. The man in front of him was the picture of every colourless bureaucrat Brunetti had ever had to deal with. Franco Rossi, he said, extending his right hand.
Brunetti took it.
Shook hands, Brunetti. In here, please, he said,
leading him back toward the room where he had been reading. He gestured to Rossi.